ever feel like you're constantly chasing the clock? Like there are just never enough hours in the day to get everything done? You know that feeling when that to-do list grows longer by the minute, and your motivation feels about as strong as a wet noodle? Well, buckle up, because today, on the Discipline Switch, we're diving headfirst into the world of procrastination, figuring out why it happens, and, most importantly, how to kick its butt. Let's face it, procrastination is sneaky. It whispers sweet nothings about just taking a quick break or waiting for the perfect moment, but those moments never seem to arrive, do they? The truth is, overcoming procrastination isn't about being some superhuman productivity machine. It's about building a mindset that actually fuels your drive and helps you make progress one step at a time. So, here are five key takeaways that can help you ditch the delay and start crushing those goals. First, let's talk about understanding the beast. Procrastination often stems from fear, fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of the task itself seeming too big or overwhelming. It's like our brains try to protect us by making that daunting project disappear under a mountain of Netflix and social media scrolling. But here's the thing. Facing those fears head-on is the first step to breaking free. Second, break it down. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon without training, right? Same goes for tackling those big projects. Break them into smaller, more manageable chunks. Suddenly, that massive assignment doesn't seem so intimidating. It becomes a series of achievable goals, making the whole process feel less daunting and way more doable. Third, time management is your secret weapon. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, but how we use them makes all the difference. Try the Pomodoro technique. Work for focused bursts of 25 minutes followed by short breaks. It keeps your mind sharp and prevents burnout. And don't underestimate the power of scheduling. Literally write down those tasks and stick to it like glue. Your future self will thank you. Fourth, find your flow state. Ever get so absorbed in something that you lose track of time? That's the magical feeling of being in the flow. Identify what activities make you feel this way and try to incorporate them into your routine. It could be anything from writing to painting, playing music, or even just a brisk walk in nature. Finally, celebrate those wins. Acknowledge your accomplishments, big or small. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, because motivation thrives on positive reinforcement. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be days when procrastination tries to sneak back in. But by cultivating these habits and practicing self-compassion, you can build a mindset that empowers you to conquer those challenges and keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have this big presentation coming up, one that's been looming over your head like a giant question mark for weeks. You know it's important, but the thought of actually preparing it makes you want to hide under the covers. Sound familiar? Now imagine taking those five tips I just shared and applying them to that situation. First, you acknowledge the fear. Fear of messing up in front of everyone. Fear of not being prepared enough. You then break down that presentation into smaller chunks. Researching the topic, creating an outline, drafting the speech, practicing it out loud. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so overwhelming anymore. You schedule time slots for each chunk and use the Pomodoro technique to stay focused during your work sessions. You find that you actually get energized by the process, maybe even a little excited about sharing your knowledge with others. And when you finally nail that presentation, feeling confident and proud of yourself, that's the sweet taste of victory. That's what it means to overcome procrastination, not by forcing yourself into a rigid schedule or pretending you don't feel fear, but by embracing those challenges and using them as opportunities for growth. So remember, ditch the delay and start crushing your goals. Build a productive mindset that fuels your drive and helps you make progress, one step at a time. You got this. Now I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to overcome procrastination? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to The Discipline Switch for more daily doses of motivation and inspiration. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.